Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI. Sit back, relax. You might lean forward just a little bit tonight. Wouldn't blame you, because this Class 2 District 3 championship between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson is set to be a blast as the Arcadia Valley Tigers make their way back from the locker room. We are situated in the back corner of Jefferson R7's basketball floor slash volleyball gym, and we're on the visitor side of this beautiful arena here where the Arcadia Valley Tigers are in full flux, and the Jefferson Blue Jays on the home side have quite a few fans, and I'm sure are still going to be filing in from the concession stands here in just a bit as players are going to get a chance to warm up for Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. Of course, the Blue Jays just coming off of beating St. Pius 25-20 and 25-23, so they're perfectly warm. I don't think they're going to really do much except for go over the game plan. But Arcadia Valley, they were our first semifinal of the day, and they beat St. Vincent 25-9 and 25-20. Yes, 25-20 in set two. So both Jefferson and AV won in two sets, but Arcadia Valley's been sitting down for 2 hours now. So we'll let them warm up, and they're going to put some more time back on the clock. Not a lot, it appears, although there's a 16 on the scoreboard, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to be that long. I would say maybe 5 or 6 minutes, if that. Give the Tigers a little bit of time to warm up. So until they start winding the clock, my best estimate, again, is about 5 or 6 minutes before we start this championship, as the referees are coming back out from, I'm sure, grabbing a snack or two. But again, Arcadia Valley's been sitting down for a couple of hours watching the Jefferson St. Pius game, but now they're on the floor warming up. Jefferson still huddled up, and actually in the locker room, it's the students that are huddled up for Jefferson as they're trying to create a little archway for the girls when they come out of the locker room. Just a few things of note. Arcadia Valley, most wins in school history, 26 going into this tournament. They keep on adding on to that mark, 27 victories now in the season after that two sets to love victory over St. Vincent. The Jefferson Blue Jays, their best season overall as well, with their 30th win of the year after beating St. Pius in two sets, 25-20 and 25-23. So these two teams are doing something that no other team has done for Arcadia Valley or Jefferson. And that's what makes this such a great matchup here this evening. The top two seeds in the district, two teams with historical records being set left and right this year, and the crowd is electric. Like I said, this is the perfect atmosphere, the perfect setup, and we are so looking forward to this championship game between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. Let's take another little break here. I know we take a lot of them, don't we? And we'll come back and set the lineups for our first serve between AV and Jefferson. They're doing the coin flip now. We'll let them do it. We'll come back with your starting lineup next on KJF and KREI.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation, Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 at KREI. Follow KJF Sports on our new Instagram account. It's very easy to find. It's so easy, you'll almost be like, wow, it took me this long to find it. I'm just kidding. But it is very easy. KJFF Sports. That's it. KJFF Sports. That is our new Instagram account where we post pictures pre-match. Whether it's volleyball, softball, football, whatever. We got pregame picks, and then afterwards, once it's all said and done, we post the highlights, highlight pictures from the matches or games or whatever it might be. So I'll have some of those for you later on this evening. But I was wrong earlier. I thought there's no way they're going to add 16 minutes between the 30-minute clock they already put up and then before the championship begins. I was wrong. We're now down to 12 minutes before the start of the championship. So I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to give you a little bit of news. And I'm going to let former program director, current part-timer, and the bad man from Jefferson County, and by bad I mean good, Hal Neisser, will have a newscast for you. And we'll limit him to just 4 minutes, because if you give him too much airtime, then he'll ask for more, and we don't want that. I'm just kidding. Hopefully Hal finds that funny. Hopefully you find that funny as well. So we'll give him about 4-5 minutes. You know what? I'm a little nice. I'll give him 5 minutes. We'll come back with 6 minutes on the clock set up for you this Jefferson Arcadia Valley Class 2 District 3 championship game, one that you do not want to miss. So back to the studios for a little bit of news, and then back to us for what should be a spectacular finish to this Class 2 District 3 tournament here on KJF and KREI.
All right, thank you very much, Matt. And it is 15 minutes after 7 o'clock, 50 degrees, and we will have a look at news next.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community in-home services in St. Genevieve, serving you and yours since 2002.
Powered by MyMoInfo.com, here's the latest news from your award-winning team at KJFF 1400 AM.
And also on AM 800 KREI, mostly cloudy for tonight with a low around 43 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow, the high near 54. Tomorrow night, rain in store, mainly after 7 in the evening. 90% chance of rain with an overnight low around 45 degrees. More rain likely on Friday, mainly before 1 in the afternoon. A high of 53 degrees, chance of precip at 60%. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, the high 59. Sunday, rain likely before 1 o'clock in the afternoon with a high of 59 degrees. And the start of a new work week on Monday, partly sunny, a high 56. Right now in the regional radio area, we have 50 degrees. This news update, as we are between matches of the Class 2 District 3 volleyball tournament taking place at Jefferson High School. We'll go back there in about 3 minutes. Jefferson County government officials are working on the budget for 2019. County Executive Ken Waller says things are moving along during this somewhat stressful time of year.
We always try to look at the things you kind of prioritize, and we always try to look at raises in each budget year. I don't know what we'll do this year, if we'll do anything, but we've been able to do quite a bit over the past 8 years. So, you know, I feel good about all that, but it's just very stressful. We get through it. You know, I work with David Courtway, the director of administration, and Christy April, the auditor. We're hoping to get everything pretty much finalized by the end of the week.
And Waller also gave some raw numbers in terms of what the budget will look like.
General revenue, which is what we really focus on, you know, you're probably talking 26 to 28 million revenue and expenses. Then you got the public works that are budget, and you got the sheriff's budget. And we met with the sheriff last Friday, and it was, I would say, for the most part, you know, they're not always supposed to be good, you know, because you're going to give and take a little bit and kind of tell them what you can do, and they tell us what they'd like to see, and you work from there.
The budget numbers will be submitted to the county council next week for possible approval. A snapshot of poverty in the Show Me State shows progress, but also a huge number of families still struggling to survive. The Missouri Poverty Snapshot from Empower Missouri and the Coalition on Human Needs shows the portion of low-income folks fell by more than a half percentage point since 2016. Deborah Weinstein with the Coalition on Human Needs says the low national unemployment rate is helping some, but may not be as much as some may expect.
In a growing economy, we should expect a lot of progress, but the rate of progress is slowing, and that's leaving a lot of people still struggling to make ends meet.
The Missouri legislature didn't vote to expand the Medicaid program under the Affordable Care Act. Jeanette Mott-Oxford with Empower Missouri says that has left more than a quarter million, mostly the working poor, without health insurance.
People that work in housekeeping at nursing homes or hospitals, people that work in fast food. There are about 300,000 workers in Missouri who don't have health insurance because we didn't expand our Medicaid eligibility.
According to census data, states that expanded Medicaid averaged about 6.5% uninsured. Missouri's figure is a little bit more than 9%. An Imperial man made the proposal of a lifetime during the Mizzou homecoming football game last Saturday. Marching Mizzou drum major Tim O'Sullivan says he had his on-field proposal to Brianne Wright planned since August.
Got in touch with Dr. Knops, the Marching Mizzou director. She talked to athletics, and turns out that's all we needed. They gave us the green light and gave us a little extra time in pregame, and we had it scripted. Had it worked out that I got her dad, Randy Wright, who is the former voice of, you know, Memorial Stadium and Marching Mizzou, and I got him back into the booth as like an extra, like a little added bonus. And so he got to run the script for the whole event, and so that was a cool little addition. It just all came together in the right way.
And Miss Wright said yes, so everything worked out just fine. After graduating from Mizzou this spring, Tim plans to sign an active duty contract as a U.S. Army bandsman. Brianne, who is finishing up her nursing degree, will become an Army nurse and will join Tim on the military base to start their life together. Again, your weather forecast for overnight, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 43 degrees. Right now, 50 degrees here at KJF, and we'll go back to volleyball next.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business, and of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, and I would love to invite you to stop in our store at 806 Valley Creek Drive, next door to Dollar General, and check out what sets us apart. Friendly and helpful staff, free delivery Monday through Friday to your work or home, convenient drive-through window, competitive prices, and top quality services make us the perfect choice for you and your family. Don't wait in line any longer. Let us welcome you as a member of our pharmacy family today. Give us a call at 747-1191 or check us out online at parklandrx.com.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love. And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpets, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJF, AM 800 KREI. Glad to be with you as we're just a few minutes away. Yes, my voice had cracked there. Excuse me. A few minutes away from this Class 2 District 3 championship between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. Between these two schools, combined win-wise, 57 victories. That's a lot. So it should be fun, is what I'm trying to tell you. Here are your starters, and then we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back with first serve. Our starters are, for Arcadia Valley, Macy Browers, Lainey Tucker, Katie Whited, Josie Landrum, Kirsten Day, Maddie DeMint, and Gracie Smith. For Jefferson, you got Kendall Runzi, Gracie Fish, Maddie Fuller, Alexis Armstrong, Lainey Smith, Heidi Hurst, Jenna Kurtois, and Ashley Edmond. That's what we're looking at for our starters for Arcadia Valley and Jefferson, the Class 2 District 3 Championship on the line. The defending Class 2 state champion, St. Pius Lancers, not the same team, but they still hold that honor. They won the last two Class 2 state championships. Well, they lost to Jefferson 25-20 and 25-23. Coach Lefferidge and the Lancers, actually Coach Lefferidge is still here, but I think several of the players have left. A great season for St. Pius. Again, it falls short at the hands of the Blue Jays, but what a great effort, great fight, forcing a very tough final point for the Blue Jays in set two. And so, again, our congratulations to St. Pius for their wonderful season and our appreciation to Amy Umfleet, head coach of the St. Vincent Indians, for helping us out here on the broadcast. And congratulations to them on a well-fought season also. as they fell to top seed Arcadia Valley 25-9 and 25-20. So starting lineups are being announced right now. We've already done ours, so we'll step aside for 1 minute, come back with our first serve between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson. It's the Class 2 District 3 Championship on KJF and KREI.
There are lots of things to love about the 2018 Toyota RAV4. Just ask the people who bought one, but be prepared to get an earful. They might mention its versatile build and flexible cargo space. They'll probably rave about its available heated front seats, sport-tuned suspension, and all-wheel drive with dynamic torque control. But the one thing they absolutely won't stop talking about comes standard, the RAV4 suite of advanced safety features, which includes a pre-collision system with pedestrian detection and lane departure alert with steering assist. It's a brilliant bit of technology that helps you respond to changing road conditions. It helps keep you safe without sacrificing performance, and it doesn't cost anything extra. You love it already, don't you? Tested, trusted, Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Lane departure alert and pre-collision systems are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family. You can do it with a swimming pool. Hi, I'm Angie DeClue with Home Pools and Spas. We can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Above ground or in ground, you have a choice of selections. Install now for years of great times.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
To see pools and pricing, go to our website, homepoolsandspas.net. Again, I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas, inviting you to stop by. We're located just south of the Ludington exit.
AM 1400 at KJFF. We've been waiting pretty long. The semifinal match between Jefferson and St. Pius ended around, I would say, 6:25 thereabouts. So we're almost an hour between championships. I guess it was closer to 6:45, but bottom line is Jefferson actually got a little bit of a breather after their exciting two-set victory over St. Pius. Arcadia Valley got a chance to warm up after they had been on the bench for a couple of hours. And so here we are. We are moments away, and this time we're not lying to you or we're not mistaken. We are moments away from having this Class 2 District 3 Championship take place here at Jefferson R7. So for those of you that may have missed the starters, let's get back to them for the Blue Jays, who are actually playing on their home floor. We've got Kendall Runze, Gracie Fish, Madison Fuller, Alexis Armstrong, Lainey Smith, Heidi Hurst, Jenna Kurtois, and Ashley Edmond. And for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, Macy Browers, Lainey Tucker, Katie Whited, Josie Landrum, Kirsten Day, Maddie DeMint, and Gracie Smith. Tara Lamb, the head coach of Arcadia Valley. She's been around Arcadia Valley for 19 years, but the head coach for 10. So she seems to be Ironton, born and bred. Arcadia Valley, born and bred. And here she has her Tigers in the championship game against the Blue Jays. Last district championship for Arcadia Valley back in 2015. Jefferson looking to dethrone, well, they already did dethrone the district champs of St. Pius, but they're looking to keep this streak of great volleyball matches alive and keep their 2018 season alive. And they've got a very tough opponent in top seed Arcadia Valley. As the two teams have their lineups introduced, they now huddle up on their respective sides of the floor. Again, we're situated along the back wall, visitor side on in Jefferson R7's gymnasium. And Jefferson is on the other side of the net from us. So their backs are up against the wall that says JCAA above the blue padding that says Jefferson Blue Jays. On our side, it just says Blue Jays with the Blue Jay logo. So Arcadia Valley will be serving left to right, Jefferson right to left. And it looks like our first serve will be Jefferson. We were not involved in the coin toss and decision as to who is serving and who is taking what side, but the floor judge right now is checking the starters to make sure everyone is accurate on the floor, and she says, okay, thumbs up. And it will be Arcadia Valley to serve first in this Class 2 District 3 Championship. Lainey Tucker, left to right, she goes. Dug out by Kurtois by the Blue Jays. Tapped over by Fish at the nets. Gets it over. A.V. plays it. And a foul committed by the Blue Jays. No, a foul committed by Arcadia Valley. So already a little confusion. It looked like Macy Browers for A.V. thought it was A.V.'s point. So did I. So instead it's Blue Jays. Point number one. So they're up 1-0 here in set one. Kendall Runsey the serve. Katie Whited plays it. And St. Vincent taps it over with a right hand by Maddie DeMint at the center of the net. And so we're all squared up at one apiece. Macy Browers gets the ball. She'll serve for A.V. off the back line. Feet on the floor. Serves it over with the right. Runs. He digs it out off the back line. Pushed up into the air. Set there by Fish. Smashed by Alexis Armstrong. And it's too powerful for Macy Browers on the back line as it hits off her fist and to the corner of the gymnasium away from us, the opposite corner from us. And it's 2-1 Blue Jays. Serving it right to left, Gracie Fish. She is the setter and one of the better servers for the Blue Jays here. She gets it over, lifted up by Whited, set by Browers, tapped over by Day, over to the Jefferson side. Two Blue Jays go for it at the net. Armstrong ends up tapping it over. A.V. sends it back her way. Smith to the back line for Kurtois, plays it for the Blue Jays across the net. Here's a tap up set by Browers and a smash center of the net by number 8, Maddie DeMint. She earns the point for A.V. and it's tied 2-2. Lainey Tucker comes off the floor. Kirsten Day as well. Onto it is Sierra Layton. And it'll be Katie Whited to serve. Left to right. Gets it over the net. Played off the back line. Kurtois into the path of Edmund. Edmund from the center of the net is able to smash it inside the near line for a point. 3-2 Blue Jays. Armstrong comes off the floor. Southpaw, that's a lefty. Madison Fuller serving for the Blue Jays, up 3-2. Gets it over. Whited pushes it up. Browers set from the center of the net. Left block. Attack. Landrum gets it over. Runzi digs it out to the center of the net. Fish sets up. Kurtois and her smash from one line to the other gets the point for the Blue Jays. 4-2. Blue and white. A.V. in there. All black with yellow letter, golden letters, and white trim. Golden numbers as well. Serve by Fuller. Lifted up into the sky by Browers. Whited with the set. And from the center of the net, Maddie DeMint earns another point for A.V. She's got two of the team's three, and it's 4-3. Blue Jays, A.V. on serve. Sophomore DeMint sends it over towards the back line. Runsey center back, plays it. Up into Fish. Fish sets it up for Edmund. Her smash over to the back line. Browers plays it. Keeps it alive for Smith. Smith over to the Jefferson side of play at the net by Kurtois. And what do we have here? Double tap, it looks like, on Kurtois. No, I beg your pardon. That ball landing out of bounds on the Jefferson side. So it's 4-4. It'll be DeMint again. Maddie DeMint serves it over towards the left line from the near side. So near side to left, played by Fuller towards Fish. Set, pushes it over. A.V. has it on their side, and a left block attack by Gracie Smith is a little long. 5-4 Blue Jays. Ashley Edmond on serve for Jefferson. Sends it over. Line drive just clears the net. Lifted up by Whited towards Browers. Comes from the middle back to push it over towards the net. Left block shove over by Landrum to the Jefferson side. A couple of players dive for it. Gracie Fish, the last one to it for the Blue Jays. But you can't get to it. And it lands for a point for A.V. Seesaw battle here to start set one. 5-5 your score. Gracie Smith. Sophomore at 5'6", serves it over left to right. Runsey digs it out, middle part of the floor. Over towards Fish, who sets up. Kurtois smash in the net is blocked and lands back on the Jefferson side for a point A.V. Three at the net, one in the middle, one in the corner. As Gracie Smith gets ready to serve for AV. Feet on the floor, serves it over the right hand. Runsy clears space and sends it up to the sky. Fish sets it up towards Kurtois. At the net, bump over. Played on the line by Day. Over to Lainey Tucker, who lifts it up lightly, but apparently a little too strong. So it's off that back line, a little long, for a point to Jefferson. Two timeouts each coach gets in each set. Here's a serve right to left by Macy Sample, who is huge in that win over St. Pius. Her serve over Arcadia Valley. On the second player, it's Lainey Tucker that earns the point for the Tigers. The serve was to the middle back row. White had kept it alive. Tucker sent it over with a little push and got the point along the far line for an AV 7-6 lead. Here's Josie Landrum. Running serve, gets it over. Runsey lifts it up. Fish to set middle towards the near side. A right block attack by Kurtois. And that one is blocked at the net, but it lands out of bounds on the AV side. 7 apiece. Which team will create separation first? It'll be Jenna Kurtois to serve for the Blue Jays on the other side of the court. From right to left, comes back towards us. Landrum digs it out to the line. Played by Browers towards Tucker, who punches it to the back line and too hot to handle for Kurtois. It's 8-7 Arcadia Valley. That'll put Lainey Tucker, L-A-N-E-Y, Lainey Tucker, senior 5'9 middle hitter, to serve. Goes left to right. Barely lifts herself off the floor. Hits Runsey in the face, who backs up into the corner linesman, but able to get it over the Blue Jays. Here's Arcadia Valley at the net, left side. Kirsten Day leaning back a little bit, sends it to the opposite corner for a point AAV. And we have our first two-point gap of the first set. It's 9-7 Arcadia Valley. Day with a very nice right fist. Kirsten Day plays just about everywhere. She's a junior at 5'10", so she earns a point for AV in the black and gold on serve. Here comes Lainey Tucker, lifts the leg, sends it over. Runsey again off the back line, receives it, sends it to the sky. Fish to the near side line for an Alexis Armstrong flat-footed shot from the left line. That's near side towards us to the far corner away from us, and she gets the point. Nice precision there by Alexis Armstrong. Runsey to serve. Jefferson down one, gets it over. One-handed return by Landrum into the path of Dement, who illegally sends it over the line, over the net, and a point goes to the Blue Jays. So we're back to square one. 9-9 your score. Runsey serving. Open faces it over to Landrum near the mid-back line. Up towards Browers with the set for the smash by the sophomore Dement from the center of the net. And Dement is striking on all cylinders early. 10-9 AV here in set one of this Class 2 District 3 championship. Left to right serve, Browers over towards Kurtois. Into the path of Edmund. Keeps it alive for Armstrong. Armstrong's flat-footed shot with a right hand from the middle part of the net. Winds up getting blocked and landing on the same Jefferson side. So 11-9 Tigers. A low serve that dips by Browers. Dug out nicely by Kurtois. Keeps it alive. Does Sample over to Edmund off the left line, pushes it over. AV two shots later, gets a shot from the near side net by Kirsten Day, and she tried the opposite line and missed wide, set there by Browers. So 11-10 the score. Jefferson trailing by one here in set one. Floating serve by Gracie Fish. Wide it plays it, set by Browers. Middle part of the net, Dement smashes it over with the right hand towards the back line and keeps it in. 12-10 Arcadia Valley. Day and Tucker for the second time here in set one, both coming off the floor at the same time. Onto it is Sierra Layton. So Layton in the match, left side of the net as wide it serves it over for AV. Here's Jefferson to play it, and Heidi Hurst with a right hand smash at the net. Blocked at the net, but lands on the AV side for a point, Jefferson. So the Blue Jays down by one, trying to tie this one up with the southpaw. Maddie Fuller serving it over on a low line, dug out by Dement. Into the path of Brower, sets it up overhead for Landrum on the left side block, attacks, and gets blocked at the net back in her path, and it lands on the AV side. 12-12 our score as we continue to go back and forth. Largest lead, two for either side. Maddie Fuller lifts it over with a serve. Whited plays it. Brower set middle part of the net for Matty DeMint. And another strong right-hand point for DeMint off that back line, avoiding that number seven for the Blue Jays, Kendall Runze. If you can avoid her, you'll find some space, but she covers a lot of ground. AV still gets a point, though. It's 13-12. Left to right serve, DeMint, right towards the face of Kurtois, who had no chance of being able to play that one. She was on her back foot. There was a lot of power behind it. And so AV takes another two-point lead, 14-12, the new score. Serve, DeMint, left to right, Runze. On her heels, plays it up towards Fish. Off the back line, Fish sets it up towards the net. Runze pushes it over. AV has it on their side. Wide at the set for Lainey Tucker, who finds the far corner for the point. Largest lead of the first set. It's a 15-12 advantage for the Tigers. Left to right, serve, DeMint. Is it long? It is. Kendall Runze leaned back and let it go. And that was the right call for the senior Kendall Runze. 15-13, AV has a lead. Jefferson on serve. Ashley Edmond from one corner to the far corner, and AV tries to play it, but Josie Landrum unable to keep it in play. And Jefferson down by one. Coach Tara Lamb for AV after their win against St. Vincent said Landrum plays intense. I said angry. She says intense. I think it's the same. Jefferson serves it over. Landrum blocked at the net by the Blue Jays. Here's Fish with the set towards the center of the net for Lainey Smith. And it looks like her kill attempt is long. So a kill error by Lainey Smith. 16-14 the score. AV on serve. Left to right it goes. Gracie Smith, Runze back on the floor. Plays it. Jefferson nudges it over. Smith to the AV side. Landrum with a set there by Browers. Landrum gets it over. Jefferson to play it. Attack at the net. Skids across the net a good 10 feet onto the Jefferson side, and unable to get to her knees in time to get the ball back up over is Gracie Fish after a slight tap over by Landrum. A lot of points being won at the net. 17-14 Arcadia Valley. They match their largest lead. Runze digs out a Gracie Smith serve, but her teammates can't back her up. Fish late to the ball, and it's a four-point advantage for Arcadia Valley. And Coach Tara Lamb with her arms straight up in the air, high-fiving her girls as Coach Tara Fish has called a timeout. It's 18-14 Arcadia Valley here in set one in the Class 2 District 3 Championship on KJEP and KREI.
Hi, neighbor. Hey, I noticed the new landscaping around your yard. Looks nice.
Hey, thanks. We're doing some home improvements, and we did it all with Potosi Lumber.
Really?
We replaced cabinets, added new carpet, put in storm doors, customized replacement windows, and more.
It's time for home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
Matt Greenwood reporting. Matt Greenwood for AM 1400 KJEF and AM 800 KREI calling this Arcadia Valley Jefferson Class 2 District 3 Championship. It's 18-14 AV. They're on serve. And they got to the play quickly. And we're playing catch up. It was a serve for Gracie Smith. Jefferson got it back over on one shot, but then the Tigers smashed it home. And I believe that was Landrum with the kill. So 19-14 Tigers, their largest lead of this set. Serve again, left to right, Smith, played by the Blue Jays. Off the face of White, it keeps it alive for AV. Over to DeMint, lifts it up over her shoulder to the Jefferson side, diving effort to bound, and the Blue Jays cannot get the ball back over. Effort there by Fuller and by Heidi Hurst, but neither one could chase that loose ball that landed in front of the Blue Jays side. Fans, 20-14 AV. Smith a serve, left to right. Kill attempt at the net by Kurtois, center of the net, wide near side, and AV on a huge run here. It's now 21-14. Left to right serve, Gracie Smith, off the forearms of Kurtois, keeps it alive, Fish with the set at the net, Hurst smashes it, blocked at the net, deflected into the path of Gracie Smith, set by Brower, smashed by Landrum, played on the dig by Kurtois. Kurtois gets it back, smashes it, deflected at the net, over to the AV side. Now here's Landrum after a set by Browers again, and Landrum gets the point at the net as it was blocked for a moment, but lands on the Jefferson side, and it's 22-14 AV. This was 15-14, I should say. And now it's 22-14. Seven consecutive points for Acadia Valley, and Coach Fish will use her last timeout of this set. 22-14 AV leading the Blue Jays in this Class 2 District 3 championship on KJF and KREI.
The Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Seesaw battle in set one, but Arcadia Valley has cut off half of the Jefferson seesaw, and they now lead it 22-14. Tigers on serve. Gracie Smith left to right. Jefferson plays it. Lifted over by Smith onto the AV side. Set by Browers over her head. Punch over on the light tap punch by Laney Tucker, and it lands beyond the line of the back line. So point to the Blue Jays. They finally stopped the bleeding after giving up seven consecutive points to the Tigers. Here's Macy Sample, earned 12 serve points for Jefferson in their semifinal game against St. Pius about an hour ago, hour and a half ago. Gets it over. Browers sets up. Dement gets it over to the Jefferson side. The Blue Jays take their time. A Fish set up for Jenna Kurtois. Works in favor of the Blue Jays from the center of the net. 22-16. Jefferson trying to make their own little run. These two teams have played each other once before. Back on September 20th, Arcadia Valley took it in two sets. 22-16, AV in the lead on serve. Blue Jays served there by Sample. Off that back line, very much the back line. Lifted by Dement towards the front of the net. Josie Landrum played it, and then immediately turned to the official that gave the point to the Blue Jays, saying that she did not double hit, but they do call it a double hit. So 22-17, Jefferson on a 3-0 run. Sample jumps up, serves it over. Backline save there by Dement. Over to Brower, sets up Laney Tucker for the smash in the net, but the double block by the Blue Jays lands right in front of the back row of the Tigers for a point. Jefferson. In the semifinal game against St. Pius, Jefferson was up 9-8 in set two, went on a 9-0 run. Now they need one of those 9-0 runs to get back into this game and possibly take the lead. They've got four of those nine, looking for more, but a timeout by Coach Tara Lamb of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. We'll take it with them. We're back in 30. It's a four-point lead for AV here in set one of the Class 2 District 3 Championship on KJF and KREI.
Are you tired of calling your mortgage lender and not being able to talk to anyone, or you're transferred over and over again? Skip the hassle and refinance with Bloomsdale Bank. Call today and speak with one of their expert loan officers. Have a personalized borrowing experience and rest easy knowing your loan will be serviced locally when you borrow with Bloomsdale Bank. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Matt Greenwood with you for KREI and KJFF, wherever you may be listening. Do appreciate you tuning in to our coverage of the Class 2 District 3 Championship, as it's Arcadia Valley in set one, leading it 22-18. Jefferson, though, has rallied, and they've won four in a row. Macy Sample has earned all four serve points. She'll send it again over to the back corner, lifted up by Gracie Smith, set by Brower, smashed by Tucker off the left block, and it finds a gap, and it finds a point for AV. 23-18. On serve, Josie Landrum, senior, three sport athletes. Jumps up as she gets a running start and serves it over. And Jefferson let it go off the back line, and it landed in play for a point. Kendall Runze and Macy Sample looked at each other, made the decision to let the ball go, and it works out in AV's favor. Now on set point, 24-18, serving left to right, running serve there by Josie Landrum. Line drive over the net, Runze plays it up into the sky, Fish to set it up over her head. Here's a smash by Kurtois, blocked at the net, deflected in the path of Day towards Brower, sets up left block, shot. Day is off the fingertips of Fuller and off the back wall for a point, and AV wins set one, 25-18. We'll take a break. We got 2 minutes between now and the start of set two. AV one set away from returning to being district champions. We're back in 2 minutes on KJF and KREI.
Holsch Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration.
We are in small town Festus. Matt Greenwood for KJEF and KREI. Site of this Class 2 District 3 championship is Jefferson R7. It's the Blue Jays falling to Arcadia Valley in set 1, 25-18. The Blue Jays will open set 2 on serve. As they switch sides of the floor, Jefferson now on the left side that's closest to us. Serve over by Kurtois. Battle at the net, blocked over to the Arcadia Valley side. A little push over by Dement. And Dement finds a little space between the front and the back row for a point. AV up 1-0 early on in set number two. Diving effort by Macy Sample on the Macy Brower serve. And another diving effort in the corner by Kurtois keeps it alive for Alexis Armstrong, who gets it over on the pass over her head. A free ball to the line, and it lands in play. Ashley Edmond will check in for the Blue Jays. Kendall Runze is on serve. It's 1-1. Left to right serve. Runze just sneaks it over, and that was a tough play for Maddie Dement. As she couldn't quite get there in time for that dipping serve, and it's 2-1 Blue Jays. Runze to serve it again left to right. Planted on the floor, serves it over. Pushed up by Landrum into the path of Dement after the set by Browers. And Dement puts it home on the near line. 2-2 your score. Arcadia Valley serving from the other side of the floor from us. 2-2. It's Katie Whited getting it over. Air underneath that one, dug out by Kurtois. Into the path of Fish, who sets it for Edmund. Smash from the middle, played by the Tigers. At the net, Landrum into the chest of Kurtois, who can't keep it alive as it lands right in front of the scores table for a point to the Tigers. Landrum hitting that one at 100 miles an hour. Gets the point for the Tigers. Man, that's a strong right hand. Wish you could see it in person. 3-2. Avey in the lead. Serve over by Whited. Received by Runzi. To the set by Fish for an Alexis Armstrong smash with the right hand. That's dug out by Katie Whited of the Tigers. Back over by Landrum. Here's Edmund, center of the net. Blocked at the net. Runzi there to save it. Punched over with the right hand by Fish. AV playing with it. Landrum punches it over. A little tap over, I should say, to the Jefferson side. And off the set by Fish. Alexis Armstrong going line to line, but a little wide on the left side. And it's 4-2, Arcadia Valley. And there's a serve into the net by Katie Whited. Just didn't get enough air underneath it. And that'll hit the bottom of the net for a point to the Blue Jays. Set one goes AV's way, 25-18. Jefferson has to win this one to keep their season alive and their chances of a district championship alive. Going to the ground, Whited off the serve by Fish. Ball rattles about on the Jefferson side, and unable to play it was Heidi Hurst as it lands at her feet. Point to AV. 5-3, Tigers. Sophomore DeMint sends it over with the right hand to the near side. Off the back row, it's played by Hurst towards Runzi. Back to Hurst, lifts it over with double palms. Lift it back over on a free ball by Browers to Runzi along the line. Goes to Fish, sets up Armstrong, blocked at the net. Armstrong back over to Jefferson side. Runzi plays it off the back foot to AV. Here's a set by Browers and a smash towards the back line. Pass Runzi, 4 points for Lainey Tucker of the Tigers. 6-3, AV. Again on serve, DeMint. She's earned quite a few points for AV, whether it's at the net or serving. Gets it over, Kurtois plays it into the path of Armstrong, and her shot at the net, she claims for a tip, but it's not given to her. The back line judge says no. The ball did not land in front of the line, and it also, the net judge said it wasn't tipped. So point AV, what I'm trying to get to. 7-3 Tigers, serve over by DeMint, played by Kurtois. Into the path of Fish, sets up Edmund, lifts up, gets it over. Two diving efforts, AV keeps it alive. That's Soroya here. Macy Brower is able to save it onto the Jefferson side. Edmund will hit it with her right hand, and Katie Whited on the back row center of the court, unable to get there in time. AV student section in full force on the opposite side of the floor from us. And they love the diving efforts, but the point belongs to Jefferson, down 7-4. Fuller, the south ball, sends it over, dug out by DeMint into the path of Landrum. Right block, attack, lifted up into the air by Fuller towards Fish. Gets it over with Heidi Hurst on her heels to the Tigers. Lainey Tucker from the center of the net smashes it over, played by the Blue Jays. And on the left block, far side of the floor, Kurtois trying to go from one line to the other side, and she just missed that back corner. 8-4 AV over Jefferson here in set two. Right-hand serve by Gracie Smith. Runzi off the back line center, plays it towards Fish. The setup for Edmund, and she'll earn the point at the net. A kill shot that skips off the top right hand of Whited for a point. And because Edmund gets the point, she'll get the serve as well. 8-5 Blue Jays are trailing. They serve it. Edmund over towards DeMint, lifts it up towards Brower, set there for the right side block shot by Lainey Tucker, and a foul is called on Lainey Tucker. Coach Tara Lamb looking for confirmation from the linesman as to what the call was. She did not argue, so point to Jefferson. Here's Edmund serving left to right, just gets the serve over, dug out by DeMint into the path of Browers towards Landrum, pushes it over from the right side to Edmund in the corner, to Fish for the setup at the net. Kurtois sends it down and brings the Jefferson Blue Jays within one. It's 8-7. Ashley Edmund on serve again for the Blue Jays. A little more air underneath this one off the back line. Whited plays it into the path of Brower. Set for Landrum. Slightly tipped at the net. Jefferson plays it. Pushes it over Hurst. Back into the path of Landrum after a save there by Whited. Onto the Jefferson side. Set by Fish over her head. And Kurtois can't catch up to it. Point to Arcadia Valley. Kurtois got to it, but she was too far behind it and too much underneath it. Couldn't get to it in time. 9-7. AV extends their lead back to 2 points. Here's Landrum. She'll start on the corner on the far side of the floor. Send it back to the near side. Miscommunication on the Blue Jays as it lands at the feet of Hurst and Runzi for a point. AV. 10-7 Tigers. A clap of the hands by Kendall Runzi saying it's okay, Heidi. It's all good, girl. Probably what she said, or probably not. Who knows? Anyway, checking into the game for the first time in a long time, Abby Govro for the Blue Jays. Here's a serve right to left Tigers, played by Runzi. And the smash attempt by, let's see here, bodies in the way. That was Lainey Smith at the center of the net. Sent it to the far corner right side, and she just could not sneak it in there. So AV back on top by 4, 11-7. Josie Landrum on serve again, lifted up. Middle by Kurt Toyce towards the middle part of the net for Fish. Sets up Govro. And then Govro, I believe, double tapped it at the net. And so AV is up 12-7. 4-0 run for AV. Landrum trying to keep it going. Serves it over. Lifted up. Open palms by Kurt Toyce. Fish keeps it alive for the Blue Jays at the net. It's Smith getting it over to AV side. Punched over by Day. Into the high ceiling. Kurtois's ball is up, and then Runzi could not play it over. Hit the top of the net, landed at a diving effort by Lainey Smith. And so the point goes to Arcadia Valley, and you can see a little bit of frustration on the Blue Jays as I just saw one of the players take her top four fingers and squeeze them towards her thumb, indicating that they need to communicate more. That was Jenna Kurtois, one of the seniors, speaking up and saying, communication, girls. And so they'll get a talking to from Coach Tara Fish. It's 13-7 AV, up one set, up 13-7 here in set two. We're back in 30 on KJF and KREI.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
You're listening to coverage of the Class 2 District 3 Volleyball Championship on KJF. This is Crystal City and Herculaneum, as well as KREI, Farmington, Park Hill, St. Genevieve. 13-7 AV up here in set two. Landrum off the back corner will serve it, and it's just in off the back line. Kendall Runzi thought about hitting it, decided to let it go past her, and it turned out to be the wrong decision as Landrum stays on serve. AV up 14-7. They've gone on a 6-0 run. Landrum, air underneath that serve, dug out by Runzi to Fish at the net. It's Smith, blocked by AV, and we hear a couple of whistles, and the point is going to Arcadia Valley. There was one whistle, girls kept playing, then a second whistle. Finally, the point issued to the Tigers. They are 10 points away from being district champs. 15-7 the lead. Landrum sends it over, played by Fuller into the path of Kurt Toyce, nudges it over with the open palm towards the back line and gets it to land in there safely for a point to the Blue Jays. Macy Sample coming into the match for the Blue Jays to serve and try to go on a run of about 4 or 5. That would make Coach Fish feel a little bit more comfortable. She's right in front of us, Sample on the serve, punches it over. Played off the back line by Smith into the path of Browers. Middle part of the floor. Sets it up for Day at the near side of the net. Her smash attempt is blocked back onto the AV side and lands in there for a point. A big shout-out to Fleegs Equipment of St. Genevieve and Lenington, as well as New Era Bank in Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre for sponsoring our broadcast here this evening. Served by Sample, left to right. Played off the back line by the Tigers. At the net, a right-hand smash by Lainey Tucker, avoiding the diving effort of Macy Sample on the near sideline, and that's a point to the Tigers. 16-9, they lead. Here's Lainey Tucker to serve. Senior, 5'9". Listed as a middle hitter for AV. Sends it over off the forearms of Ronzi into the path of Fuller. Sends it up into the sky for Kurtois. Taps it over to the AV side. Set by Browers. Punched by Day, or excuse me, by Tucker to the Jefferson side. Keeping it alive. Sample into the path of Fuller. Lifts it over with the double palm. AV gets the set. Browers to Dement. The smash from the center of the net. Finds the far line. And that's a point to AV as they're starting to exert their dominance here, up 17-9 in set two. AV, of course, taking set one, 25-18. Blue Jays need to find it within themselves to get back into this one. Serve by Tucker over to the Blue Jays side. They'll tap it over. Two players nearly collide. Actually, on the Jefferson side, Runzi Fuller going for it. It's Kurtois to save the day. Onto the AV side. At the net, Day, she punches it. Double blocked. Runzi keeps the play alive. Kurtois from line to line serves it over her. Puts it over her head to the AV side. At the center of the net goes Dement, almost going out of bounds as it was tapped over or tapped up into the sky by the Blue Jays. Gracie Fish to keep it alive. AV at the net, center of the net. It's a little dink shot by Maddie Dement, earning the point for Arcadia Valley. A very long rally there, the longest one we've had so far. 18-9, AV leading the Blue Jays. Off the back line, spinning the ball twice, is Tucker. Leaps up into the air, sends a line drive serve over that Runzi's able to just keep off the ground into the path of Lainey Smith, whose right-hand shot from the center of the net is long. 19-9, Arcadia Valley. They can sense a district championship here. St. Pius, winners of the last two. 19-9, AV on serve. It's Lainey Tucker. Leaps up again, serves it over. Runzi plays it once more. At the net, Fish sets up Tucker. Smith's smash by the Blue Jays is into the double block and lands on the Jefferson side. And AV has a 20-9 lead. Coach Fish has only one timeout left. When do you use it? Not yet. Off the back line, getting ready to serve, taking her time. Tucker leaps up into the air, line drive serve. Into the path of Fuller, keeps it alive for Fish. The set for Smith at the net. So Fish to Smith. Smith rejected again by Maddie Dement. 21-9 Arcadia Valley, and Jefferson is in disbelief at what is happening here. AV has stormed right through this Jefferson back line. They've made it tough for them at the net. Lainey Smith has not had any luck the last few points. And so the Tigers are 4 points away from winning this Class 2 District 3 volleyball tournament and advancing to the sectionals this weekend. So, while we have a moment here, I want to thank some of our sponsors, Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, as well as Comtree of Festus. And let's not forget about Applebee's in Farmington and Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive in Farmington. The first semifinal of today was Arcadia Valley over St. Vincent in two sets, 25-9, 25-20. And then second semifinal was Jefferson in two sets over St. Pius, 25-20 and 25-23. But it's AV winning set one, 25-18, up 21-9 here in set two. 4 points away again from a district championship. Serving right to left is Tucker. And this one is too strong. Good decision there by Runzi off the back line to let it go. And the Blue Jays earn the easy point and now trail 21-10. It was 8-7 at one point here in set two. Now it's 21-10. Blue Jays on serve. Kurtois towards the back line. Landrum leans out, gets it up. Browers to set up. That is Dement at the net. Dement gets it over. Jefferson plays it. Runzi along the line towards Fish. Fish lifts it up towards the back line. Wided, plays it safe. Gets it back into the path of Browers. Sets up her teammate Day. And Day's shot at the net is tipped over or blocked. Lands on the Jefferson side. Point to Arcadia Valley. 3 points away, AV from a district championship. Serve, Browers coming up forward, Runzi. Free ball over to the Tiger side. Played by Browers, the set there for Day, who actually sets up Dement. Dement smashes it over, deflected into the corner. Blue Jays keep it alive. Fish to Smith. Smith back over to AV side. Here's a set. And a half smash that winds up working out for Gracie Smith. And Arcadia Valley up 23-10, 2 points away from a district championship. Can the Tigers in this historic season make it even better? Serve over right to left. Browers played by the Blue Jays. Armstrong with a strong right hand at the net, deflected up into the air, saving it wide in front of the padding along the back wall. But the second effort by Browers to no avail as that lands right at her right fist. So a point to the Blue Jays. Ashley Edmond coming in to the match for Jefferson. Coach Fish will put the ball in Runzi's hands. Jefferson needs a miracle here. Air underneath that one. Middle part of the floor dug out by DeMint. Back over, free ball to Ashley Edmond at the net. Tips it over to AV side. Ball rattles about. Fish keeps it alive for the Blue Jays. Into the path of Kurtoys. Goes down. Gets it back over. AV at the net. Center cut. And that's a great kill by Maddie DeMint, the sophomore. No hesitation in her as she earns point number 24 of set number two. AV, match point right here. It's Katie Whited, junior libero, 5'5", ready to send Arcadia Valley fans home happy. There's the serve over, played by Kurtois, set by Fish, smashed by Armstrong, blocked at the net, lands on the Jefferson side, and Arcadia Valley celebrates. The Tigers are Class 2 District 3 champions, winning set 1, 25-18, set 2, 25-11. The strong double block by the Tigers helps AV, the black and gold, prevail here on Jefferson's home floor. We'll have your post-game coverage next on KJF and KREI.
Make it a great family night at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington. Hi, my name is Amy Cousins, general manager of your local store. Maybe start out with a couple of appetizers, boneless wings, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, spinach artichoke dip, chicken quesadilla. There's so much to choose from. Let the kids pick from the kids' menu, then for yourself, choose one of our favorites. Steaks, ribs, seafood, pasta, we have it all. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and look for our happy hour prices. Doing good in the neighborhood, Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
You love to shop with Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted price.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit-needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Lettington, and online at Fliggs.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments, This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neweirabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
The Jefferson County YMCA Veterans Program is committed to providing a welcoming and positive environment for veterans of any branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. The Veterans Program has assisted veterans with job placement, grants to help pay bills, food drives, transportation assistance, distribution of donated household items, and temporary housing assistance for homeless vets. The Jefferson County Y also offers VA counseling sessions on the first Tuesday of every month. For more information, call Ted Lures at 636-931-9622.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400, KJF, and AM 800, KREI. Final score of this district, Class 2 District 3 Championship between Arcadia Valley and Jefferson goes two sets to love in favor of the AV Tigers. That's right. For the first time since 2015, the Arcadia Valley Tigers are back on top, beating Jefferson two sets to love, 25-18 and 25-11. And what a great finish for Arcadia Valley. Coach Tara Lamb, they continue to make history here at Arcadia Valley with a win total up to 28 now on the year, and that is the most wins in program history. When they got their 26, that was it. Well, they keep on breaking their own record. This 2018 class for Arcadia Valley has done something quite special that no other team in AV's history has done. So congratulations to them and Coach Tara Lamb. We'll try to get her on for postgame here in a second. We'll also try to speak to Tara Fish of the Jefferson Blue Jays. One speech will be a little bit easier to deliver than the other. Coach Lamb, of course, talking to a very excited district champion, Arcadia Valley. Of course, Coach Tara Fish having the tough words she has to utter to her heavy, heavy senior class. Again, it was an unusual year for the Jefferson Blue Jays. The summer was going well until mid to late July when their official head coach, Ashley Nagel, suffered a heart attack. Now, she did survive the heart attack, but there was a long road to recovery for her, which almost witnessed her not making it. So there was that for the players to think about as they got ready for this season. Longtime Coach Nagel friend and former Festus volleyball teammate, Tara Fish, so stepped in from an assistant position to an acting head coach position and carried this Blue Jays team to the most wins in program history with 30 wins. So this was a historical mark all around for both these schools going into this championship game. AV continues on that path of being one of the best in AV history, while Jefferson, theirs unfortunately comes to an end at the hands of the Arcadia Valley Tigers. But the fact that Coach Fish came in, had a lot on her plate, the players had a lot on their plate as well. They power through it. Coach Nagel spending time helping out Coach Fish along the bench, but not actually in the head coaching position, was able to give advice to Coach Fish, and I'm sure she took it and ran with it, and these girls as well, and even... Coach Fish in our post game after their semifinal win over St. Pius said, "These girls don't seem to need us," is what she said, referring to her and Coach Nagel. Senior squad that did a great job with all things considered going into the season and throughout the season as well. But what a great effort by the Jefferson Blue Jays here tonight. Arcadia Valley's net presence was just outstanding. And we'll, of course, try to talk to Coach Tara Lamb up next. You know what? I just made the realization that both these coaches have the same first name. Tara Fish for Jefferson and Tara Lamb for Arcadia Valley. That's a long day for you right there. But, hey, Arcadia Valley again wins it 25-18 and 25-11. We'll go ahead and take a little bit of a break here. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our postgame coverage of this Class 2 District 3 championship with Tara Lamb and Tara Fish. We'll see which one comes to us first, and we'll get them on board for you. But Arcadia Valley advances to the sectional round in Class 2. On Saturday, they'll travel to Malden to take on Malden. All right, we'll step aside here for a couple minutes, come back and wrap up our coverage of the Class 2 District 3 championship from Jefferson R7 on KJF and KREI.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593 because MAC is your next step.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5371.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwell back with you for AM 1400 KJF and AM 800 KREI. Speaking to Tara Lamb, head coach of the victorious Arcadia Valley Tigers. They are district champs again for the first time since 2015, knocking off the Jefferson Blue Jays 25-18 in set one and 25-11 in set two as both coaches up here on our stage and giving each other a little hug there. And Coach Lamb, that to me was really fast. You guys had a very tight first set, 25-18. Before we jump into set two and that score there, just kind of take us through what you felt was working out for you guys in set one.
You know, we knew we were going to have to battle for every point coming in. We watched them play Pius, and they just outplayed everybody. They just stayed in every play, and we knew we were going to have to up our game in order to keep up with Jefferson's pace. You know, so we knew we were going to fight point for point, and my girls were up for that challenge.
Day gets the final point for you guys. Josie serves it out, gets the final two on her serve. Those two really were phenomenal in the semifinal and in the championship. And I want to get your thoughts on them as well as Maddie DeMint. Mm-hmm. And I think Maddie DeMint was sort of the difference maker in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Maddie's usually our go-to. If we need to put it down, we'll go to Maddie. You know, but the awesome thing about my team is I have five hitters. I have five hitters that can put it down. Heck, my setter, she put it down and got a kill. So I really have six hitters, but my setter has set all the time, so she doesn't have the opportunity to put it down very often. But to have that many hitters that we can mix it up that much says a lot about the talent and the work ethic of my girls.
You know, a lot of teams, I think Jefferson wins a lot of long rallies. They got a great digger in Kendall Runsey.
Yes.
They've got some athleticism on that back row, some strong presence at the net. So they tend to win a lot of long rallies. But that was sort of worked out an advantage for you guys tonight. Is that something that you noticed?
Yeah, you know, we have had a lot of long rallies through the season that sort of prepared us for this. So my girls don't fluster. They stay focused until that ball goes down. And most of the time it's our point, but not all the time. But we stay in every single one of those plays.
There were a couple of diving efforts. Got the AV boys student section a little riled up for you guys. And so that set one, you know, 25-18, it was, you know, back and forth for a little while. You finally got a little separation. Jefferson creeps back in, makes it 23-18. But like I said, Josie serves out the last 2 points, and Day gets the final point on the left side of the net. And then you go into set two, and you're probably thinking, or maybe you are thinking, or maybe it's just me, that this might be another tight, tough second set. And it just seemed like a lot of the early points were going, or the later points were going y'all's way, and just you were able to run with it.
You know, I knew that the second set, whenever I talked to my girls, we knew it would be tough. You know, Jefferson's a tough team, and they're fighting for their life to stay in the game. So we knew they were going to go after everything, so we had to match that. We had to stay focused, stay calm, play our game, and match their effort.
At one point, when you're up as big as you are in set two, do you start thinking about that district championship, since you've experienced it before?
Well, I mean, you hope for it, and you hope the other team doesn't get back in the game. You know, it's hard sometimes to keep my girls focused. I mean, when you're 4 points away from, you know, when you're up 21 to, you know, 10 or whatever, it, you know, just to stay focused for the last 4 points is sometimes hard. But my girls are a focused, determined, ambitious group, so they know how to get the job done.
How fitting was it, Coach, that a double block center of the net wins the district for you guys?
It's fantastic because we've worked so hard on blocking. That's something over the years that the last several years we haven't been super strong. So we continue to work on that every single day. So that's pretty fitting, pretty awesome.
So like I said, district championship, last one for you guys was 2015. That, if my math serves me correctly, that would put this senior group as freshmen.
They're freshmen.
So they got a chance to witness what a strong Arcadia Valley team can do in the postseason once they get to the
state. Well,
they
were on the state floor.
Were they?
Three of my freshmen in 2015 were on the state floor, and they've worked really hard to get back to that state floor.
So I'm sure for them you're through the roof excited, huh?
Absolutely.
You get Malden on Saturday. Quick little turnaround, couple of days to rest the sore hands and legs or what have you. But Malden seems like they're a really tough team this year, and you got to go to their place to get the job done. How do you feel about your team's chances there?
You know, I feel like we have really good chances. I mean, we're a tough team as well, and we've played some really good ball. We're going to have to focus and work hard and just try to outplay them, you know, just as they're going to prepare and try to do for us as well. So, however it goes, you know, I want this for my girls because my girls want it so badly, but, you know, they've worked so hard to get where they are, and I just want to see them continue to work for it.
You keep setting history at Arcadia Valley with this school. 28 wins now, I believe,
yes.
The most in program history, and you keep breaking your own record,
yeah,
so that's
kind
of cool to see, right?
It's very cool. It's very cool. They've set a lot of, you know, records. They had a lot of goals this year, and we just keep checking them off, so we're hoping to continue to keep checking them off.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you often have have you had a sophomore in your 10 years as a head coach, 19 years as an assistant, a sophomore that makes it as big of an impact as I seem to think Maddie DeMint did, you know, at least tonight?
You know, the only group that I've had that would be as close to what Maddie does for our team is the seniors I have right now. I mean,
okay.
They've been a part of my varsity team since they were freshmen. Heck, they were on the state floor,
right?
You know, as freshmen. So that group, but a single player, you know, Maddie can put the ball down, and she can put it down hard. So her impact on the team is huge.
Coach, best of luck against Malden. We hope you make it all the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tara Lamb, head coach of the Arcadia Valley Tigers, joining us here on the postgame show on KREI and KJEF. We'll step aside for a minute or so, give Coach Lamb a second to collect her thoughts, Coach Fish, they both start with Tara. Tara Fish will give her a second to collect her thoughts and join us in about 30 seconds here on KJEF and KREI.
Hi, welcome to the UPS store.
Yeah, I'd like to ship this package.
Great, I can help you with that and every other ing.
Did you just say every other ing?
Printing, packing, copying, faxing, freighting, any ing your small business needs.
Shredding.
Yep.
Mailboxing.
Uh-huh.
Notarizing.
That too.
Wow, that's really some ing.
Now you're getting it.
The UPS store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Matt Greenwood with you for KJF and KREI. Arcadia Valley Class 2 District 3 champions, two sets to love over Jefferson, 25-18 and 25-11. Tara Fish, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here. And, Coach, I'm going to start off with the seniors, because what one heck of a senior class you guys had. And Kendall Runze, as you know, made a huge impact, won the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Athlete of the Week Award, something that she certainly deserved. You got Macy Sample and Gracie Fish. Gracie Fish, a great setter for you. Alexis Armstrong, big presence at the net for you. Heidi Hurst as well, and then Jenna Kurtois and Ashley Edmond, two very upper body strong girls for you. Really, collectively, an outstanding team. And oh yeah, also Madison Fuller.
Yeah, there's eight of them.
Yeah, can't forget about the Southpaw.
You're missing somebody.
Can't forget about the Southpaw, Maddie Fuller. She serves it well. But collectively, Coach, you have players that are outstanding at different facets of the game. It all comes together. 30 wins this year. Really, there's nothing to hang your head about.
Not at all. I walked in the locker room, and that's exactly what I said to them. You know, they're emotional just because it's – and since there are eight of them, it makes the entire locker room emotional just because it's, you know, that's it for them. And it's tough for me, too, having a daughter that's a senior and seeing these kids all grow up together, you know, and playing CYC together when they're little and you know, all of that, too. But, you know, they had a great season. I mean, 30-7 – that's awesome.
Right.
I mean, I can't ask for more, really, can I?
It's hard to fathom 30 wins in a single season.
I know.
You guys were able to pull it off. And Arcadia Valley, I mean, their presence at the net, I talked to Coach Lamb about it, their presence at the net was the key to their victory tonight.
Absolutely. Their net presence, and plus they had some great serves, too. Our defense had trouble receiving their serves, and that's where we struggled because we couldn't get a ball up to get a good set off to our hitters because their serves were floating, and so they kept running up on them. So
is it like a baseball line drive that knuckles? Is that kind of what their serves
were
like?
Yeah, that's what how the girls were kind of explaining it, and so I was like, they'll just be patient. Like, I don't know, you got to figure it out.
Right.
What am I going to say at this point? You know, they're seniors, and they just have to go after it themselves.
At one point during a timeout in set two, I saw Kurtois close her top fingers onto her thumb, indicating communication. And
yeah,
all season long, I feel like it's been a great aspect of your game. And just tonight, what did you think? Was it a little off?
Well, I do. I also think that they were tired.
Yeah.
You know, they left it on the court, you know, against St. Pius, and that was super exciting, and I don't know if the emotion of it also drained them, and the, you know, I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, it's essentially a cross town. I mean, they're,
yeah,
you know, it's down I-55, only a few miles away from Festus, or from their perspective, down 55, up for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. You
yeah
know, and they beat you earlier this year. You know, they're a powerhouse team year in and year out.
Right,
so
we never beat them until tonight.
Exactly.
So they were fired up about it, and so were their parents and stuff, and I was too. So
right. I don't necessarily know where Coach Nagel goes with the next group, but she'll probably be, you know, back holding the clipboard for you guys next
yeah
year.
Yes.
And I said a couple of times throughout the broadcast, this was an unusual year for
yeah
Jefferson volleyball with Nagel's situation and the heart attack over the summer. You being put in a position to lead an eight senior player squad, mm-hmm, and then again to put up 30 wins in a season.
Yeah.
I mean, 2018 kind of a little bit different, a little
yeah
bit of a knuckleball, if you will.
For sure. You know, the whole situation with her was so hard because her and I are so close. But I have obviously wouldn't have wanted it any other way. And I'm looking forward to her taking it back next year and me going back to JV because I love I love coaching JV because I love the teaching aspect, and I'm a teacher. So, right. You know, I love that part of it. Yeah, next year there'll be some building. We have a strong group coming up from eighth grade, and, you know, we have some kids that are on our JV team now that I'm looking forward to having or sending to the varsity.
Right.
So there's a lot to look forward to. I feel like the program's got a bright future.
I was going to say, and the fact that you played with Coach Nagel at Festus mm-hmm. High School, and I'm sure you've turned to Karen Beely, you know, the Festus head coach, for some advice, and Nagel has as well. And so you guys have been connected for an awfully long
yeah.
time. And so it's no surprise that a product like this was put on the volleyball court and got 30 wins for, you know, this season.
Yeah, and, you know, with Gracie being my daughter, I've been around these kids and their parents for a long time now, you
yeah.
know. And so I know that as a varsity coach, a lot of times you have some parents that get frustrated with things that are happening, and they might have been, but they didn't say anything because I think they knew that there was a lot of pressure, you know, going on. And really I just wanted the kids to be happy and have fun with the season, and because I know them all and I've known them since they were little, and, you know, being Gracie's friends and things like that. So that made it a little bit easier too, you know, when you don't have to worry about making somebody angry about whatever, you know, you have eight seniors out there. What are you going to do? They're, you know,
right.
So.
Well, from the KJF perspective, I know we still have some KREI listeners, but from the KJF perspective, we can't thank you enough for all the help you provided us. Your constant nominations of Kendall Runze, we appreciate those as well.
Thank you. I'm so glad she got it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of her, and I'm proud of them all. I mean, what a great season for them.
So, yeah, like I said, all you know, to the ceiling appreciation for you from us to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach Fish.
Thank you.
All right, Tara Fish, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on the postgame show. That's a wrap from R7. So the semifinals went this way. The top seed Arcadia Valley beat St. Vincent 25-9 and 25-20. The second semifinal between the Blue Jays and the Lancers went 25-21. And no, 25-20, beg your pardon, and 25-23 Jefferson in set two. But the Class 2 District 3 championship belongs to the Arcadia Valley Tigers. They win set one, 25-18, set two, 25-11. Congratulations to Coach Tara Lamb and the AV Tigers. We wish them the best in their state run through Class 2. Malden is up next for Arcadia Valley on Saturday in Malden. Want to thank Hal Neisler back in the studios for allowing us to stay on air. And again, our appreciation to Coach Tara Fish and Tara Lamb, and also Amy Umfleet of St. Vincent, as well as Shannon Lethbridge of St. Pius for helping us out with our broadcast here this afternoon and evening. Signing off from R7, we're shutting out the lights. Again, Arcadia Valley, your Class 2 District 3 champions.